Welcome to Hey Julie at julieland.com. I'm Sydney Steele of thelovegeneration.com, and Julie can't make it today, so I have the opportunity to fill in. And today our in-studio guest is Mr. Eric Carlson of leadingedgepower.com. Eric, hi.
Hello.
So your title is Empowerment Coach?
Power Coach, yes.
All right. And tell me a little bit about your history so we can find out where this all kind of began, and then we'll grow into what your actual empowerment coach is. I know I've seen some interesting things like arrows at people's throats, breaking them. So tell me about yourself first, and we'll go back to the arrows.
All right. Okay. Well, I basically was probably like most people in life. I had hit lots of walls. I had seen certain patterns, repeat patterns in my life and habits that I kept getting the same results over and again, whether it was relationships, finances, situations with my family, or just my overall view of life. And at some point in my life, I had hit such a wall that I was living on the floor of my failed business. I had lost my girlfriend. I was broke. I had lost my car. I lost everything, what appeared in my life. And at that point, I decided that I needed to move in a different direction. And
like
no, everybody doesn't have to go that far. But at that point, when I started noticing these things, I started realizing and hearing and reading books again for the first time in my life. I started noticing that I was hearing that we are the creators of our own reality. And everything that was happening around me was because of my own doing. And it was not by what the outside world was doing. I played the victim for many, many years. So at some point, I decided to take control of my life and actually start changing everything that I was doing in my life. And that's how I started leading into being a motivational speaker and an empowerment coach, by basically leading by example. I started small steps and started changing my life. And now I live a fantastic life and I share that with people.
Wow. So you're really hot, too. And I see your pictures here on your biography and become a fitness champion here. It says your abs are amazing. I mean, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 squares that are amazing. You got a gorgeous face. So leadingedgepower.com to any of the ladies and men that want to take a look at him and admire him. So you started with a pretty definitely, you went to a period in your life that was tough. Did you work out during that time? Is that something that also was motivated you to keep your body? You look like you've got your body, your mind, everything is complete package here. So did that take some work?
It did take some work. During those times that I mentioned earlier, I wasn't working out. My body was in extremely poor health. And at some point earlier prior to those years, I was actually almost in a coma for toxins within my body. So my body was in a very frail state. Actually, if you had looked at my nails back then, they were all dead. My eyes were jaundiced and stuff.
Okay.
And so, yeah, move on from there, right?
So
I wasn't always in the physical state that I am now. I've won, like you can see there from the pictures and stuff. I've won 3 championship fitness titles in the last,
what are those titles?
2 years. Fitness Model America, Fitness Model Universe, and Best Abs in the World.
Wow.
And that all, again, took just my own personal coaching, my own looking and reflecting at my life and seeing what habits, what was going one way and deciding to turn it and make it go a different way for the way that I wanted to have it.
Wow. Well, thanks, julieland.com, for letting me interview Mr. Carlson. So tell me about this all spawned a new career for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an empowerment. Tell me a little bit about what you do, your inspiration for teaching people.
Well, as my life started to change, a lot of the people around me, including my family and friends, noticed that life was getting much better for me, and it seemed daily, weekly, and stuff. So a lot of people were asking me, "What are you doing? How is this? You seem to ask for something, and you're having a way to experience it, and you just seem to be a happier person." And so, as I started doing individual coaching with people, that turned into being group seminars, and that turned help push me into the area of motivational speaking. So that is how I became a coach, because it just seemed there's so many people coming to me for answers. How are you doing this? How do I make my life different? And that's how I got into be a motivational speaker and a coach. I do the coaching via the phone and on the internet.
All right. So I would call you up and say that I'm wanting to work on, say, my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you would offer as a recipe to me.
Well, first I would ask you, where are you in your relationship? How do you personally feel about yourself? What is life like for you? Because I think a lot of people in relationships really look at relationships as that other person's doing this to me. They're making me unhappy or they're not making me happy. In reality, everything again comes right back to the self. And so what I first would sit down and do with you is I would find out what do you think about yourself, and what is your outlook on life? What is your outlook on this relationship? What do you want out of a relationship? And from the point you are there, from where you are there, then we can better map out of where you want to go. Because a lot of people want to go to somewhere that they don't even know where they're at first. It's kind of like starting with a map and not knowing where you're at on that map. It's like, I want to go to Denver, but I don't know where I'm at on this map. How do I get there? So I would sit down with you and find out who you are in order to help point you in a better direction.
So it's kind of, say, like a trainer in the gym where you're going to give me some weights. I've got to actually lift the weights first before I can really take the direction I need to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't just, it all starts with your own personal work. And that's how I transformed my life, was small incremental amounts. I didn't wake up one day after reading a book or saying, I want to be different, and tomorrow wake up and I got a new body and I got a new life.
You're not the magic wizard.
There's no magic pill. I'm sorry to all the advertisers and everybody out there who's selling all these products and stuff. It's not that way. It really takes individual effort, and over a gradual period of time of practicing, whether it's relationship or your finances or just your outlook on life, at some point you'll forget that you're even practicing, and all of a sudden you'll be living the relationship that you were dreaming about when you first called me that day to say, I want a better relationship.
Do you find most people don't have an answer when you, like, they call and say, I want a better relationship, and you ask them the questions that get them to ask themselves what they want? Do most people not have an answer?
Most people do not have an answer.
Isn't that amazing? Is, yeah, everyone out there right now, ask yourself whatever you want to work on. Do you have a question? And see if you can answer that question yourself first, too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Most people, I'd say, what do you want out of life? What do you want in a relationship? What do you want to find? They'll say, I don't know.
You can't get there, right?
Yeah,
that's it. It's like, I want to go up north, but I don't know where I want to go.
I just want to go north. Well, okay, you got to pick a location.
It's good, you kind of know you want to go north, but yeah.
It's really important. You get there. And I think that's something that was kind of, society has kind of moved out of us a little bit. It's kind of got us so focused on the now, so focused into the pain and the struggle of life, that nobody's dreaming much anymore as we did as kids. We all had big dreams and aspirations and wanted to do great, great things. And all of a sudden, as we were growing older, people told us, no, life is hard. This is hard. This is how things are. You've got to do it this way. And we lost that ability to dream and live grand lives. And
so you're here to help people dream a little more.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
To let the ladies look at you and dream a little more, too. Huh?
It helps.
Jeez, you guys, you got to check him out. LeadingEdgePower.com. I don't mean to keep repeating it, but he's very, very fine.
There's a photo gallery with lots of photos. Together,
see, he's all muscled up. I mean, God. Jeez, talk about a nice... Oh, man. All right. So how do you personally stay focused, that maybe if you can offer some insights into your own life that keeps your body together and your mind? How do you get the desire? Because you have to have strong mental focus to create a body like yours, I would imagine also, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It takes a lot of hard work. And especially right now, to give you an example, I'm doing a lot of different things to grow my business and reach a lot more people. I'm working on a book, which I'll have out in late October. And the things that help me stay mentally focused is basically I find the goals that I want to achieve. And I don't just sit there and just look at the goal and say, I got to get here. What I do basically every single day is I look at what I can do in my current now, because I think now is the most powerful point of attraction. It's the most powerful point of creation. Most people are looking to the future, and a lot more people are looking to the past. And it's very important. So I stay pretty much in the now. What can I do right now to get myself to where I want to be? What can I do right now to help my body feel stronger? Whether it's eating, whether it's drinking more water, whether it's going to the gym, or I look at what I can do right now that would help me fulfill my goals. And so I don't put things so far out in front of me. I heard a great analogy on a movie I saw recently about driving from New York to California. And if you were driving at night the entire time, you had your headlights on, you can only see 200 feet in front of you. And you just got to trust that outside that 200 feet, that the road's going to continue to lay out for you. And that's how I live my life. I can only see what is around me right now, and I can only use that, and I use that perspective, and then trust that the universe, source, whatever you want to call it, God, whatever you call this energy that we are from, is going to provide the avenue for me to arrive where I'd like to arrive.
Wow, that's a great analogy, a great visual.
Thank you.
Really good. So you're staying positive in what some call it a difficult world. I don't see that I can even ask you that question really, because it doesn't seem like you don't see the world as difficult in any form.
I don't. I used to really see the world as difficult. Like I said, I play more the victim game.
And you had a lot of problems then, huh?
I had lots of problems. My problems accumulate every single day. I would have a major amount of problems. And what I learned was the more I give my attention to things that I don't want, the more I get of more things that I don't want.
Really?
Yeah. So when I started turning my attention toward more things that I do want, I started getting more things that I did want in life, and life started to flow a lot easier. So there seems to be a consensus that the world is going to pot right now. And if you look at your newspaper, you turn on your television, there's a lot of drama, there's a lot of violence, there's a lot of destruction. But to me, that is such a distorted point of view of our planet, because there is so much more greater good, great things happening. Many people are waking up to this, what I like to call the new era of humanity. There's a new dawning of life happening right now. And I don't watch TV. I don't watch the news. I like watching DVDs or cartoons every now and then, but I don't have cable. And I do not participate in conversations that involve, did you hear what happened today? Or did you hear what's going on in this country, which I've never even heard of this small little town in another country. Now, it's not to say that I don't care about what's happening around the world, but I realize that from my powerful point of now, I can't influence the people in that town. I can't get a hold of my president. I can't get a hold of my government or my military. I can't change those things, but I can send out desires and wishes and visions for what the world, what I would like to see the world look like. And then from my point of view, from my little self here, I can only influence the world around me, which then will affect another person, and that will continue to grow.
So I see kind of like, as you explained that, like almost like you're a magnet. What you're thinking of, if you're thinking of something that is scary, then your result might be something scary. Mm-hmm. And then also the only thing I can think of maybe that proves that more so is when I heard about the people going to Washington that meditated there. Did you hear about that?
Mm-mm.
Since you don't watch news, you might not have. But they actually went there to try to influence the crime. It might be the wrong city, but they went and they meditated there and tried to influence by saying that if we think peaceful thoughts and we bring peace to this particular area, we could help make it so it's not quite such a crime-infested, mm-hmm. negative place. And the results were proven that the crime went down drastically while they were doing that.
Yeah, I have actually heard of that. And that happens all over the time, all over the world in instances like that. And that's exactly the point. They did not go out and stand on the streets and fight against what is, because what you resist persists. So setting out their intentions, remember, this is a universe full of energy, and we live in this energy, and we are energy, and I feel we're inhabiting this energetic body. So when we put out these signals, we're creating a field of energy around us, which then does create and affect the entire consciousness of the entire planet. A lot of people I don't think realize that. You know, there's a collective consciousness of the planet, but then there's an individual consciousness which affects the entire consciousness. So if people could just get right about who they are and what they want out of life, then they're going to affect that greater cause. But if they're watching the news every day that says it's going to pot, then they're only adding to the pot, which is getting bigger, as everybody can see.
It's interesting. So say I call you up. I'm Sydney Steele, and I would like Mr. Eric Carlson, leadingedgepower.com, to coach me. I've hired you for one session, and I'm wanting to look at balancing some of your teachings into my life, my love, and my health. Can you offer me a few, like a three-step idea or a couple processes that are simple that mm-hmm. might help me start?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I like to do that helped me get in kind of in gear, so to speak, was to start to turn my attention away from, again, what is happening on the outside world so much. I had to learn how to turn that off. So one thing that I started doing was keeping kind of a journal. And it's called a book of positives. And I would start to write about the positive things in my life, the things that were really going well, the things that I love, the things that I enjoy. So that's okay. One thing. What is going good for you in your life?
Oh, so I'm supposed to talk about what goes good for me.
What goes good for you? Not about, because how many people do you know will sit in a conversation and say, oh, guess what happened to me today?
Yeah, people give me sympathy though when I do it. They seem to like it.
Well, and that's feeding, and all that does is create more problems for you and for the person that's giving you the sympathy. It doesn't clean that up at all.
It's true, huh? We both go away feeling kind of bad.
You don't feel, yeah, when nobody feels very good about it.
Okay.
It's very important to really, if you're going to share information with people, share exciting, great new news that's happening in your life, stuff that you're working on, stuff that you're excited about. You've got to get creative. And that goes back to the beginning when we talked about you've got to figure out what you want.
Yeah, I got to know what I want, you know? So what I want to talk about.
Yeah, and if you don't know what you want, just start writing things that you're positive for, and then you'll start seeing you've already got a path laid out that'll bring you great, happy things. So one of the things I recommend is the positives.
Okay.
Another thing I would do is I would, if you are a person who has to watch the news all day long or have to tune in every night to find out what's going on, if you can't just cut it out completely, and I say maybe for 30 days, one of the biggest things I like to tell my clients to do is for 30 days, turn off the news. Turn off the newspapers. Don't read periodicals like your major publications that are just describing more actions that are happening around the world. And turn off your news, turn off your magazines, and turn off basically the outside world the best you can from their influence. Because what I think people will find, and as you say, what you will find is that you've got a lot more joy and happiness coming from you and wanting to flow through you. But what happens is every time you turn your focus towards a news program, that it just wrenches your heart to see somebody living like this or being treated like this in another part of the world, all that essentially does is cuts off your flow. It doesn't help you feel good. Like you said, when you share your ill feelings with another friend, you both walk away feeling ill.
Especially if we're like, oh, look at her. Look at that big butt. Oh,
yeah.
That's bad, huh?
it's not helping, you know? Yeah. I mean, because if you're talking about that person who has a big butt, that person,
I don't do it.
You know?
It's going to be justifying too.
Yeah. I don't do that. But yeah, it is important. And that's one thing. And again, and that probably go for number three right there is let the world be as it is, you know?
Oh, really?
Let it be as it is. It's okay, you know, to let the girl, as you say jokingly, have the big butt because, you know, she probably wants to be different. She wants to change, but she doesn't know how to get there yet.
Mm.
You know, so you've got to really let the world be as it is. You've got to stop judging the world for what it has become. And just basically stop looking at it that way.
Okay.
Because if you let the world be as it is and focus in on your world, you're going to find that you can create anything you want. Anything. And I'm not even kidding about that. Because if you look at anything around us right here, this was all invisible, a thought, an energetic electrons in a brain of energy. And now it is created to physical manifestation. So if you imagine, if you could sit down and focus clearly on what you want in life, and remove the distractions, remove the judgments, get clear and put positive energy into it, how fast you could create anything you wanted.
That's great.
And that's what I do with my coaching. I help people do that.
And yeah, so it's on basis goes. Okay, right. So you were on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and I got to catch you walking on fire.
Yes.
So this is something a little different. I think we let's get into this other aspect of you, which is more group empowerment. Mm-hmm. And you speak to hundreds of people, and you're more of an empowerment person, but you do some pretty interesting extreme techniques. Can you tell us about your inspiration for your coaching and how this firewalking and glass and things got started, sir?
I got started by, I went to, again, just seeking more empowerment for myself, and I found a gentleman who taught me, Mr. Tali Burkhan, and I went to the mountains for 3 days in a private retreat with him and another man, and we learned these extreme practices, which is our firewalking, which is we take a steel tip arrow and put it into the small of your throat, and then we have you either walk into a wall or walk into somebody's palm and snap the arrow with your throat.
Why?
Maybe
I should let you go.
Yeah,
sorry.
I'll explain that. No problem. And we use steel rebar, like a 6-foot-8 steel rebar, the stuff you see sticking out of the highways, and then I have people also walk on glass in these large seminars. And the reason I do this is of course, during the seminar, I don't have everybody come in and say, okay, walk on glass, break arrows, and you're free.
You know, that's the jungle
it's
too.
It's not that. In my seminar, I explain how our belief systems were set up at an early age and how the structure of our life was formed. So I give people a basis of how you are where you are. And what I teach also is about how fear works in our life and how self-empowerment works. And so like I explained earlier about the news and stuff, and that's fear-based.
Okay.
So that's putting more fear within us. So what I do in the seminars is I explain how fear works, how the belief systems work, and then what I do is I get people to feel the sense of fear, to feel the sense of stress within their body. Because when I put you up against a wall with an arrow in your throat, you're going to feel extremely amount of stress and fear.
Okay, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You'll see people start sweating, especially when I'm just even describing what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. You see people getting nervous. You see people try to leave the room. Okay, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, because you are either moving towards love or you're moving towards fear. Love's going to create the life you want. Fear is going to create less of what you don't want. So in this controlled environment, and I don't recommend people going out buying arrows. Everything is in a very controlled environment.
So it needs to be with you.
It has to be with me or another trained empowerment coach. Don't go out and buy steel rebar.
Don't do this at home.
Do not do this at home. So what happens is at that point, I have people in a heightened state of fear. So I'm going, this is what you're feeling, either at a very, whether you just saw a car accident and you're feeling your body's tingling and scary, or if you're just feeling nervous about asking for a raise, or you're feeling nervous about asking your partner for a sexual evening, whatever it is, there's certain levels of degrees of fear. So what I do is I bring it to the highest point I can with them. I get them to feel it, and then I put this obstacle in front of them, and then I let them break through that obstacle. And the moment they break through it, there's a chemical shift within the brain and a sensation. I just get goosebumps every time I think about it. That happens right there, and then they feel that energy rush through them, like they just broke through extreme amount of fear, and they were able to do it. So the elation, you can see the people's face change immediately when somebody does something like this. So now when people are out in life and they're confronted with, again, asking for a raise, or if they're afraid of something, they're going to feel the chemicals being released within the body. They're going to recognize them and be like, hey, I can do this. I can be okay where I'm at. I can move through this process right here. And that's essentially what it is.
So you're saying that by doing this, it's not that, I guess it seems a little extreme, but I've seen your video and I watch people do it with no problem. Some are nervous, but it's pretty interesting that it's going to change. Like, so there's a chemical reaction that happens when I have fear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just my brain that I'm overcoming. I'm overcoming a physical. Got a couple things going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because
cells, physical.
Yeah, because to me, you know, we're inhabiting this physical body, much like a tree has the life force that is in a tree. We're life force that inhabits another biological thing on this planet. And so its natural state is to run from fear. That's something that we learned as a million years ago as running from saber-toothed tigers. But now what's happening is we're driving down the 405 here in Los Angeles, and we're feeling the same thing as we felt when we're supposed to be running from a saber-toothed tiger. So there's chemicals that are released in the brain that flood the entire body, endorphins are released, and that's what fear essentially is. It's not just a thought. It's actual chemical process.
So you're doing like a team, like I've seen you, it looks like companies hire you out and they bring you in to speak to their employees, seminars and such. And you have everyone like line up around the walls and break arrows with their throat and team management by bending the steel rebar. And it seems to really looks like people are really happy and excited doing it. They enjoy you speaking to them. It's fun and very different from a seminar where you just have someone talking to you, huh?
Yeah, I don't really. Mine's a very highly interactive. Very interactive. I don't just stand there and go, this is what life is. It's interactive from beginning to end. And people do love it. They do enjoy it. There's lots of jumping up and down. There's lots of excitement. And people get the concept right away. And so companies within their team building and within their corporations seek dramatic changes because they see they've empowered their employees to be dynamic individuals who can add to their personal lives and to their company.
All right. So That's awesome. Thank you. That's great. Tell me about you a little bit more. Your sex and fun and life, love and work, health and passion, anything you want to...
Yeah, you started with sex, and I love sex. I am a big fan of it. Yeah, I think that sex is fun, and it should be a lot of fun. And...
But you're a good ride.
I do stay in shape.
That's the Ferrari right there, ladies.
So the blood flows well through this body, and it maintains. So I do enjoy sex a lot. It's a lot of fun to me. I think taking, you know, a sexual experience and making it last an hour and a half to 2 hours is really exciting to me, because again, it's like playing. It's like everything else I do in life. I like to play. I like to surf. I like to hike. I like to ride my bike. I like to just walk on the beach and just be like a kid. And I try to approach life. I always told my mom, I'm always going to be a Toys R Us kid. You know, that slogan. I just chose that, you know, a long time ago. And I wasn't going to take life too seriously, because I noticed that people took life too seriously, well, they always had frowns and they weren't too happy. So for me, life is fun. Life is supposed to be fun. And I enjoy it to the absolute fullest in anything I'm doing, again, in the now.
Right. That's awesome. And how do you, what's your diet? How do you keep yourself so strong?
Well, I'm pretty strict with my diet. And I don't mean strict in a sense that I have like a chart on the wall that I check off, or that I have to battle with myself in order to don't eat this, don't eat that. When I told you about my health earlier, I had to learn how to better take care of my body. So I learned how this physical body works, how the cells rejuvenate. And I chose a way of eating more... I don't eat red meat.
How about those protein shakes I heard about?
Yeah.
How many do you have a day?
I have about 4 protein shakes a day.
Okay.
And some of them can go from anywhere from 300 calories to 1,000 calories a day. So I'll have at least 4 shakes a day, 3 to 4 shakes a day, plus 4 meals mixed in. So I eat 7 to 8 times a day.
And you're a vegetarian.
And I'm a vegetarian. I did start introducing fish into my diet this last year. I'll eat it once or twice a month.
We got a lot in common.
Yeah, we do. It's kind of funny. I like that. and I started to like fish again. And I'm just very particular about where it comes from and stuff. But like I said, I eat. And that's one big tip for people. People want to know how to maintain their body. A lot of people will maybe have a coffee, donut, or some sort of breakfast cereal to get off and go to the day of the work. And then they might have a little bit of a lunch, you know, a salad. It could be a heavy, it could have a salad or something like that. But then they're having not another meal till late at night. So maybe people are eating 2.5 to 3 meals a day. Mm-hmm. And again, when I talked about the biology of this body that we inhabit, we evolved as hunters and gatherers. So we would move around a little bit, eat a little bit, move a little bit, eat a little bit. So that's how I tell people when I'm doing my empowerment coaching, is it's because it's all about life. You got to, the whole self has got to be strong and healthy in mind and spirit, is eating small meals throughout the day. Now, you don't have to eat 7 or 8, but I'd say 5 or 6 small meals throughout the day.
That's
keeps
cool.
you healthy and fit, because basically it's like you start a fire in the morning, you got to keep logs on it all day long to keep your metabolism going. Yeah. Or it slows down and then your body stores fat as fuel for later, because it's called starvation.
Okay,
mode.
What's next with you, Eric?
What's next for me? I have a book coming out called Leaning Edge Power. It's Dynamic Solutions for Empowered Living. And I plan to have that out around mid-October.
Mid-October, new book. What's it?
Leading Edge Power.
All right, from leadingedgepower.com.
Yeah, you can check. Leadingedgepower.com will have all the information about when the book's coming out. I have a great newsletter with empowering tips, things that you can do, you know, today that will help your life just be a little bit better. Because remember, it's just those small increments that get you to
No quantum leaping. Just make small steps, and then all of a sudden you look back in a year and you've quantum leaps.
Yeah, exactly.
It just takes a few days.
I don't promise a quantum leap, and you'll see that in a lot of places. I don't promise
not
that.
Not MacGyver,
so,
huh?
No, I'm not MacGyver. So. Not
You're
yet.
You're cuter
but
than MacGyver, though.
That I'm reading about,
it's
someday
true,
it's
huh?
coming. Yeah. In the next 50 years, what we're going to experience as human beings
That's
is going to be phenomenal.
What are you doing after the show?
We'll go for a ride in the Ferrari?
Yes, please. Sydney would like a ride. Which, by the way, this is Sydney Steele, and you can also catch me at thelovegeneration.com these days. There's also sydneysteele.com, which y'all probably are still familiar with, but my more interactive site is thelovegeneration.com now. So it's been great. Eric Carlson, thank you, and julieland.com, what a great podcasting and website. So Eric, anything else?
Thank you, Julie, for having me on the show. I love being here. It's a great thing for I got to hang out with City
Steel. Yeah, right. Cool. Look at us flirting. Yeah. It's a matching show, too. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And thanks, Eric Carlson, LeadingEdgePower.com and JulieLand.com. Excellent. And Sydney Steele at LoveGeneration.com.
Thank you.